Hi, welcome to this special talk on Halloween and Hallowtide. Today, the 31st of October, is of course Halloween or All Hallows Eve. It's the first day of Hallowtide, which also includes the Feast of All Hallows, also known as All Saints Day, which is celebrated on the 1st of November, and the Feast of All Souls, which is celebrated on the 2nd of November. Now, let me tell you about the 3 days of Hallowtide, which were very important in Tudor times and are still important today in many countries around the world. Although Halloween was a religious festival in medieval and Tudor times, it has its roots in pagan celebrations, and it comes from Samhain, the Celtic New Year festival, which was celebrated from sunset on the 31st of October to sunset on the 1st of November. On that night, it was believed that the veil between the world of the living and that of the dead was at its thinnest, and that the souls of the dead and evil spirits could walk the earth. Church bells were rung, bonfires were lit, and people wore masks to ward off these evil spirits and to send them on their way. Farm buildings and homes were also blessed to protect them from evil spirits and witches. When Pope Gregory III chose the 1st of November as a day to remember and honour the apostles and all the saints and martyrs of the church in the 9th century, the traditions associated with Samhain became incorporated into this, and the evening of the 31st of October became a night to mark the passage of souls through purgatory, the place where souls resided between death and the Last Judgment. A popular tradition on All Hallows Eve was for poor people and children to go souling. This involved going door to door begging for alms, money, and spiced cakes known as soul cakes. Each soul cake was said to represent a soul in purgatory, and in exchange for a cake, the souler would promise to pray for the dead of that household. Now, I'll give you a link to my video on soul cakes and how to make them, because you might enjoy that and perhaps you could make some soul cakes for this Halloween. Another tradition associated with Halloween was apple bobbing, which started out as young people diving for apples stuck upon a hanging beam which had a lit candle at the other end. Their hands were tied behind their back and they could only use their mouths to bite at the apple. It also appears to have been customary to crack nuts with one's teeth, or to fling the nuts into the fire and watch them crack. It's unclear how old these practices with nuts and apples are, but in the early 19th century book Observations on Popular Antiquities, John Brand and Henry Ellis note that the author of a letter printed in a book in 1728 wrote of his servants demanding apples, ale and nuts for the last day of October, so it was obviously being done then. Another name for Halloween does appear to have been Nutcrack Night, although one source says this is because it was customary for nuts to be cracked at this time for their seeds to be used in charms and divinations. And then we move on to the Feast of All Saints. The 1st of November is All Hallows, the Feast of All Saints, or also All Saints Day. As I said, in the 9th century, Pope Gregory III chose the 1st of November as a day to remember and honour the apostles and all the saints and martyrs of the church. And he did this because there weren't enough days in the calendar year to commemorate the lives of all of them. Pope Urban IV said of All Saints, "Any negligence, omission, and irreverence committed in the celebration of the saints' feasts throughout the year is to be atoned for by the faithful, and thus due honour may still be offered these saints." All Saints' Day is still a national holiday in many Catholic countries today, and our church bells here in Spain ring out to call people to Mass. Our local shops have also been filled with candles and flowers over the past week or so. And on the 1st of November, families take flowers and candles to the graves of their loved ones. It is a day to remember loved ones, but also to celebrate life. And then on to the 2nd of November, the day after the Feast of All Saints, is the Feast of All Souls, a time to remember the souls in purgatory who might not have masses or prayers being said for them. In Tudor England, bells would be rung the night before All Souls Day to comfort these souls and to let them know that they were being remembered and their masses were said for them on All Souls Day. Bread was baked in honour of these troubled souls, and it was given out to the poor in the hope that the act of giving on behalf of these souls would help them get out of purgatory. This feast day is still remembered by Catholics around the world today. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it, and don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.